Hello Broomville, Fee Dunn here again, and I'm with BJ, and we thought we'd do another boom about sweets and biscuits and stuff from childhood, because we've had some comments. So Maya Dunn, who's M-A-J-A-D-U-N-N, posted a comment on Facebook, my mum, yeah, saying rainbow drops. There were two types of rainbow drops. There were these really not very nice ones, which were kind of a bit like
polystyrene.
Rice Krispies covered in different coloured sugary stuff that was not really great, was it? I do remember having them and enjoying them at the time, but I'm the thought of eating them now. But then there were these other ones, and they were like chocolate buttons with different coloured sort of hundreds and thousand type things on top. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes, indeed.
They were like rainbow drops, weren't they,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, they were. It's interesting because lots of these were so sweet and you became accustomed to them.
Yeah.
As did your dentist.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I couldn't touch them.
No, you'd have them now and go, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, Mum often used to say to me, I don't know how you can eat so-and-so.
Yeah. Jog my memory, though, because we're talking about white mice and Jana.
JN2N.
Mentioned you can still get white mice in
and
Germany.
She also said you could get Kieselstein. Kieselstone. I don't know what Kiesel means, but I'm sure Jana will tell us what that means.
Which are the stones we mentioned?
The pebbles that you get in a jar. Are they in a jar in Germany? This is really We need to know this for our
also a lead-lined chest or something.
Or our well, not exactly our sanity,
research.
But you know, our quality of life. We need to know whether they're in a jar or do they come in a box or. Or
I like to think they're in an oak chest.
Noak chest?
Oak chest.
Oh, you said a noak chest.
An oak chest with a little spade.
I thought, but you didn't. A spade?
Just to dig them out and measure them in the bag.
You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you? You'd enjoy the sort of ritual of it all.
Yeah.
And it'd make a great audio boo, wouldn't it?
It would, like gravel.
There's noises and everything, yeah.
And I also remember foam bananas, which are awesome.
Oh, yeah. And those mushrooms.
Ah, coconut mushrooms.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, I know we're talking about classics now. You're into the realm of the classics.
What are the classics?
You're into the realms of the coconut mushrooms, the chewy nuts, the sweet peanuts, the rhubarb and custard, strawberry and cream.
Oh, yeah. I liked
those. Pear drops. Those are the absolute.
Yeah, pear drop.
Quarter of. You used to go to a shop.
Oh, and ask for a quarter of something.
I went to a shop in Wales.
And it'd be a quarter of a pound, was it, I suppose?
Yeah, and they all had all these.
As in a weight pound, not a pound, like.
Not 25
pounds
pence.
Sterling, yeah.
See, all these ranks and ranks of jars full of colourful treats, all magical, delightful things. And sweet shops then were places of magic and ritual.
Oh, they were.
All these glass jars, and you look at them and you say, a quarter of that and a quarter of that. And they get the little thing and they get the sweets out, put them in a little white paper bag.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
And the hot paper bag was hot part of the whole thing, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Part of the whole
it was.
Experience.
Yeah. So I remember those. I also remember thinking about it on the train, pink mice.
Pink mice?
They were rarer.
Oh, they were kind of strawberry. Yeah, I didn't like those so much. I had them, but I didn't like them so much.
I remember white ones came in two brands. You had the white chocolate white mouse.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, vaguely white chocolate, and the sugar mouse.
I remember making a sugar mouse at nursery once.
Oh,
it was really big though. It wasn't like a normal white mouse.
I'll ask you how did you make it, because it's probably just sugar, isn't it?
But I suppose I really don't remember. I remember eating it and thinking it was really nice though.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Sorry. It was sweet.
Yeah.
Because
it was made of sugar.
Yeah. So your mum mentioned the rainbow drops. Jana mentioned the pebbles. We've got to shout out about the laces, haven't we?
We mentioned laces already, didn't we?
But didn't someone mention them as well? Or somebody said, big up the laces or something.
Oh, maybe.
What about the laces? I don't know.
No, that was something completely different. Nothing to do with sweets, darling.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That was
I thought it was about strawberry laces or something.
No.
Okay.
It was something that was nothing to do with sweets and everything to do with something else. So
what was it to do with? What was it to do with? Oh dear, I think I've trampled upon a minefield here.
It was an email about underwear.
Underwear?
And it said all about the lace.
Oh. Why'd you get an email about underwear?
Because I shop in Bravissima. Hiccup, sorry.
Oh, Bravissima.
Yeah.
Oh, all about the lace. Lace as in... Oh, wonderful. Okay, I completely got the ring out of the stick. Golly, that's naive. But we're talking about laces and things. I thought... She's on one. Off on one. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Absolutely, I get it. Do you remember
that's
the,
hilarious.
Do you remember the sweet peanuts?
No.
They weren't big. They were the shape of a peanut.
I wasn't sure you were going to say then.
They tasted of peanuts, but they were hard and sweet, and you suck them.
Right.
They're really good.
Good.
Yeah. And the chewy nuts were amazing. They were basically toffee covered in chocolate that you chew, shape of a nut.
But they weren't nuts at all.
And I was down America way the other day.
The other year?
The other year, when I was in Montana.
Yeah.
We went to a sweet shop, and it was just about saltwater taffy.
Ooh.
Which is the strangest concept I've ever come across. I'm sure folks from across the puddle would explain more, but all these things really were are chews, as we know them.
Have you got
any... But they come in every flavour imaginable, sorry.
Water left.
No, do you want some?
Please, yeah.
Just tend your people whilst I'm away.
Yeah.
They come in every flavour imaginable.
I'm going to entertain my people in it.
There's a whole shop dedicated to saltwater taffy. Pardon me.
That's random.
And American Smarties are horrible compared to English ones.
Are they?
Their Smarties are our refreshers.
Oh, I'll tell you who else mentioned.
American chocolate's crap as well.
Mm.
Apart from...
Refreshers. Love Hearts.
Love Hearts. Apart from peanut butter kisses. They're okay.
Sorry, Love Hearts, because you said about refreshers. Fizzers. Oh, yeah.
Chocolate whistles. Do you have the chocolate whistle?
I never had a chocolate whistle, but I had like a lollipoppy type of a whistle.
Yeah,
made of boiled sweet. No, I never had chocolate in it.
Oh, you can blow it, then eat it. It's great.
That's good. I had a similar thing, but it was just a boiled sweet and there's no chocolate. And I've just pulled the Velcro off the sofa. Oops. It's all right. It's meant to come off. The throw is meant to come off. Just so you know, that is VJ running the tap and not having a wee. Yeah, so... Oh, dear. Yes, Gwentleyan doesn't know about most of the things because she lives in Canada, but she likes Fry's peppermint creams, so that's good.
The American Maltesers are called something else, but they're bigger, much
okay.
bigger.
Everything's big in America, though. I had a ginormous gobstopper once. I went to a Radio 5 part, thank you. I went to a Radio 5 party in the BT Tower in London. Which has or used to have, I don't know if it still runs any, you know, is used anymore, but it used to have a revolving restaurant in it. And we were in it. And, yeah, it revolved and you could... Anyway, I met some Radio 5 presenters and, this was when in the days when Radio 5 did lots of children's programmes as well as sport and stuff. We got given a goodie bag, and one of the things in the goodie bag was this gigantic gobstopper.
Reese's, which would be sorry.
Different colours as you know.
Sucked it.
Can you just hold this and talk to the people while I try and hold my breath for 10 seconds okay. and drink water and do that thing to get rid of
Reese's,
rid of hiccups?
This is an iPod, though. No idea what they do.
Just hold it and talk to it.
Hello, iPod.
In a loving manner.
Okay.
No, don't. No. That's creepy.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They're good. And in America, there's a thing which is much like a bounty, but it has an almond on top, which is quite nice. But generally, their chocolate is oversweet and really soapy compared to ours.
Soapy? Ugh.
It is, really. It's a funny texture. And it's really oversweetened. I'm sorry, you know, to your American correspondents, but their chocolate isn't amazing. Well, I'm trying to think what those Malteser things are called. You can get strawberry-flavoured ones, too.
Ugh.
They're called Wangas? No.
No, you made that up, surely.
No, I didn't.
Wanga is something wazzers. You say when you're trying not to swear or something.
It's a funny word, though. I can't remember what it is.
It's all about the lace, about the lace, about the lace, no trouble.
Yeah, that amused me.
Yes, the email subject that VJ was getting a bit confused with was "It's all about the lace."
It's true.
Obviously, based on that song about being all about the bass, which my dad nicknamed the Gerbil Song. VJ, do you fancy coming into the kitchen with me so I can make us some coffee and then we can eat chocolate bars? Because all this talk about sweets and chocolate.
Okay. Oh, Zah. Sorry, Ollie.
And you get some coffee too. So.
Whispers. Do they still do whispers?
I don't know. Do they still?
Oh, sorry.
Do they still do whispers? I can do a whisper. See.
What are you wearing? Oh.
Can we not talk about what I'm wearing?
Sorry, right now, it just confused me for a minute.
That's a bit pervy.
It's not pervy. I just got confused.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Let's go in here now.
What was I saying? Aeros. They still do aeros?
I think so,
sure,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
It's rambling now, isn't it, really?
Yes. You were going to talk about what you call treasures.
Oh, yeah. I've called them treasures.
That's the main reason we're even doing this.
Yeah, this is the main thrust of the boom. Sorry it's taking so long to
yeah, if you're still listening, well done. Congratulations.
Sorry it's taking so
hello,
long.
Hello, Simon.
To reach our denouement.
Probably Yana, maybe, as well.
But the whole thrust of this was treasures. Now, I call them treasures, but they're actually called iced gems, which are...
No, ice gems.
Ice. Iced ice.
Ice.
Which are colourful blobs of, well, icing, I guess.
Well, they're round biscuits with colourful blobs of icing on the top.
On top.
Yes.
I call them treasures, purely because I think the picture in the front was pirate-based. With like a chest of these gems.
This is going back to the boo from last week, really, isn't it? On your account.
The pirate run.
Yeah. That was very funny.
But Fiona has a an anecdote.
I do, and I haven't told you yet because I want to hear your reaction and stuff.
Okay.
So could you come over here while I wash up this cafetiere?
Yeah.
And hold the phone because I can't. Okay. Whatever it is.
Well, I'm here.
The thing. Oh my. Oh oh oh.
What?
There's a massive great bit of butter or something in the sink.
Butter?
I don't know what it is.
It smells like a beast.
It's whatever it is, it's horrible. Ugh. Oh, God. Ugh. Oh, no. This is really... Oh. Right. That's grim. Whatever it is, that's grim. Ugh. Oh my, yuck. I think it is butty, you know. Are you going to explore it and see what you think?
No, not really.
No?
No.
You're really coward.
Yes.
Okay, don't blame you though.
Anyway, go on, for people that are on tenterhooks.
Look, they're on tenterhooks, the two people left listening. So, ice gems. Well, I remember not long after we moved from Shrewsbury to Milton Keynes, and I was six, and we had some ice gems given to us.
Who's us?
Me and my sister. So we were going to eat these, and we said, we don't like them. They're soft, because you know how biscuits can get soft after a while? And Mum said, well, you can't have them unless you eat the whole biscuit. You can't just eat the stuff off the top.
Okay, it's a bit harsh.
So, Well, maybe we'd been the nightmare that day. I can't remember. Anyway, we...
Can't imagine you being a nightmare ever.
We... Because I suppose she must have seen us just eating the top bit or something.
Which is a... You know, I get that.
Anyway, so... So we did that. And then Mum went into the kitchen. We were in the living room. And Jenny said, my sister, said, I know, we'll eat the tops and put the bottom bits under the settee.
Oh, no.
So, so we did that. And it must have only been a week or a few days or something, but it seemed like ages and ages and weeks. Anyway, because you know when you're little, everything seems to be a long time compared to when you're older. And I remember Dad was, like, hoovering and clearing up and stuff, and he moved the settee so he could do that. He goes, what's all these biscuits under the settee?
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
And we didn't get into trouble because it had been long enough since...
What's the... Okay, in your world, then, what's the cut-off point when it was appropriate to get a telling off and not?
Oh, I don't know. I think it just depended on
the crime.
The crime,
because for us there wasn't one. My dad would tell us off. It could be 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. If you found something,
wow.
You know, it doesn't matter really.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
There's no kind of time limit. There's no amnesty.
Oh dear.
While we're talking about biscuits, I just want to big up some of the classic biscuits.
Ice gems. It's about ice gems.
I know, but I just want to big up biscuits while we're on about ice gems.
Oh, okay.
Have you done the ice gem now? Sorry.
Yeah, that was the story,
that
really.
That was very good.
But yes, it was...
It was good.
It was just great the way my dad was like, what's all these biscuits under the settee?
Well, my dad would have not done that. Yeah.
And I just laughed and went, me and Jennifer did it, they were horrible.
Although you can question why it's taken weeks to hoover under the sofa.
I don't think it really was weeks.
Ah, okay.
I think it just seemed like it because I was only six.
Oh, you and Jennifer, that's really sweet. Classic biscuits, really. The lemon puff. Ala! He fell into the bin. I was walking backwards to avoid you. And he fell into the bin. I said, Allah, which is really surreal.
You've been to church and now you're a Muslim.
Anyway, sorry about that, that's folks. A bit weird. Any Muslim friends, don't go on the jihad or anything, it's a mistake. Wow.
I actually publish this now.
Yeah, lemon puffs, they're good. And at school, briefly, we used to have elevenses at 11 o'clock. We had toast and tea.
And then they stopped the toast.
Yeah, but we had toast for years.
It was good, that.
Flabby toast at 11 o'clock. It's great.
It was really not great toast, to be honest, but it was...
For us, though, it was amazing.
It was, yeah.
And we had biscuits.
And we used to have a Scottish lady called Grace, and she used to go, do you want toast, darling?
Yeah.
Just like that, didn't she?
She did. But
I met her at a bus stop once after I left school. Yeah, so I used to live near where the school was, relative near-ish.
Yeah.
And I had singing lessons right near there.
Did you?
For a while, my singing teacher lived not far from there at all.
Okay.
And I was waiting for the bus into town, and so was she. And she said, did you ever go to the school? And I said, yeah. And she said something else. I said, are you Grace? She went, yeah. I said, I'm Fiona. She's like, I remember you.
Oh,
that's sweet.
That's amazing. That's not even a joke. So, yeah, fig rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Love a fig roll.
Fig rolls.
Pink wafers.
Yeah.
Custard creams.
No.
Gypsy creams.
No.
Just a good old rich tea.
What's a rich tea? Is that different to a rich tea? Because it's a rich tea.
Yeah.
It's emphasised in...
Okay.
They have these different things, in Chinese or something, and they have the same word... But if you say it differently, it means something completely different.
But I'm not Chinese.
I know.
Neither do I speak Mandarin.
Are you sure? Because I think sometimes when you say your weirdisms when you nearly fall into the bin or something, you might do. I don't know what you speak then. No, I was just...
Jammy Dodgers.
I was just having a joke with you.
No, Jammy Dodgers.
They were good, weren't they? They're still good, actually. Shortbread. I still like shortbread. I like the proper Scottish shortbread. Yeah, that's
a classic shortbread.
And you really can't... Good. You cannot have... You can get low-fat shortbread.
Really? That's not going to be proper, though, is it?
Exactly. I have had it. My mum bought some. And it was full of just loads of sugar instead.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I mean, well, it wasn't horrible. I ate it.
But the butter gives it its texture and its richness.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, the shortbread, where it's in a sort of rectangular... sort of cuboid, long cuboidal shape.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Cuboidal.
It is now. remember at Christmas, the height of decadence were matchmakers.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Orange or mint.
I remember the first time I got given a whole box.
Oh, that's brilliant.
To myself.
Wow, it's grown up stuff.
And I remember when I was about 8 or 9 being given a whole box of roses, chocolates, all for me. Before that, they were always adults, and you just got one or two.
See, it's like after 8s as well.
Yeah, although I got a bit fed up with those, because my uncle's a vegan, and so everyone always used to buy them for him.
And the
because they're
vegan. The Ferrero Rocher was the height of decadence.
Oh, yeah.
I still love the Ferrero
Rocher. I still think they're brilliant. You had you had Rocher ice cream, didn't you?
Yeah, they loved it. Really nice.
It was really good. I liked that as well.
And I also used to want a giant Toblerone, because I still like a Toblerone. Toblerones are lovely.
Alright.
A bit painful, but lovely.
Painful?
Yeah, because they're pointy.
Painful? What do you do?
They hurt your mouth.
No, let's not ask.
They hurt your, it hurts your mouth, the points do, the peaks.
Well, I never ate that much of a Toblerone in one go.
That's probably me then.
I'd break the bit off and then I'd eat the point.
Yeah, but the big
bit,
ones.
And then I'd eat the other bit.
The big
afterwards.
Ones have really big peaks.
Yeah, and that's why I'd bite off the peak.
Oh, okay.
Having broken the piece off first.
I'm with you.
So you're just quite greedy, really, aren't you?
Not so. Munchies and Mentolas.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
This is going to be really boring for some people who don't live in this country, isn't it?
Well, you know, we have,
because someone like Gwen Kian loves everything British anyway.
Yeah, she's
really... So she'll enjoy this.
And she might do a Canadian version.
Do a Canadian version. We want to know about Canadian... So, Munchies and Mentolas, should we tell her what they are?
Well, good luck describing them.
They're minty, chocolatey things, and Munchies, they're...
The chocolate was... The meat was soft in Mentola, soft-scented.
Yeah.
And the munchie was a square. Is a.
It was like a chocolate square, but it wasn't a bar. It was like a little packet of squares.
Yeah, and it had like biscuit and caramel inside.
Yeah.
They were nice.
We've just done on Just a Minute where Clement Freud used to go on it.
Yeah.
And he didn't used to say anything. He just lists. So if the subject was sweets, he'd go.
List sweets.
Love hearts, refreshers, fizzers. Bars,
I'm still a fan of the button, though. You know, the good old button is an underestimated joy.
Well, how come you've got an iPhone, then? Ha, ha.
Ah, ha, ha.
Oh, so funny.
Chocolate button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bag at Christmas time.
You did?
And for years, no, that's a lie, for days, I thought Ricardo had shortchanged me.
It was actually about a week and a half.
Yeah, a week and a half.
Which was quite amusing.
Then I realised that I mistook the other bag of buttons for something else entirely.
What did you think it was? Do you remember?
Coffee stuff.
Oh, what did you think the coffee stuff was?
Cookies.
Did you get any cookies in
there? Yeah, I thought the cookies were the coffee stuff.
I thought you thought the cookies were chocolate buttons. Well, I had
two coffees as well. So I thought...
What? Were the buttons in a box then?
No. Oh. I thought the buttons were the coffee stuff and the coffee stuff were cookies.
But you have two lots of...
Coffee stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I accidentally bought two different sorts.
Of coffee?
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Anyway.
We're about to have coffee. We're going to have decaf coffee because it's the middle of the night again.
I think these people would be bored to tears and probably hurting them.
If they are, I'm sure they'll have found the off button by now.
Yeah.
If they're not,
Wow, we love you because you're still there.
Listening to our rambling.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And washing up and stuff.
Yeah.
And BJ trying not to fall in the bin.
Yes.
Stuff, which is quite amusing.
But we'll listen to this in a minute and see if it's publishable. If it isn't, then you've missed
nothing. You'll never ever hear
it. You'll never know any better, any different.
No. I think probably it will be publishable.
So what's your favourite ever biscuit then, Fee?
My favourite ever biscuit?
A great British invention, gentlemen.
Gentlemen?
And ladies.
Yeah, why is it always gentlemen? What's
and
that?
And ladies. Gentle folk.
What's that about, your gentleman fixation thing? My favourite biscuit.
Biscuit.
Is that what I said?
Biscuit.
Did I say biscuit?
You did, you said biscuit.
Did I? Oh dear. Well, at least I didn't say, what time will it be? Like you did yesterday.
I know, I don't know.
You didn't say it in that voice. You just went, what time will it be? Which, I was like, what? What time will it be?
Do you like a hobnob?
They're not bad.
Do you like a chocolate digestive?
Not bad.
Do you like can't think of many. Bourbon?
I used to like, and they don't do them anymore, Thornton's toffee biscuits.
Never heard of that.
And they were amazing. They were round.
Yes.
They had biscuit, they had toffee, and they were covered in chocolate.
That sounds nice.
And they were amazing. The other biscuits I liked were, you could get a sort of big, after Christmas quite often in the sale, a massive box, sort of selection box of biscuits from Marks and Spencers, mm-hmm. and they were all covered in chocolate, or nearly all.
Which
and they were amazing.
You can get like Family Circle and Cadbury's and
stuff. No, it's Marks and Spencers.
Oh, Marks and Spencers,
thing.
Okay. My nan, bless her, my dad's mum, used to buy me a packet of peanut cookies.
Were they nice?
They were massive and very lovely. They were. Yeah, I like a chocolate cookie.
I remember having a massive box of Gillian chocolates one Christmas.
Oh.
From my great aunt, and they were really nice, and I loved them.
To clarify though, biscuits are cookies, okay?
Yeah, if you're
as
American.
As opposed to, like, biscuits, you guys would crumble in your soup and stuff, as it, you think, you see them as, like, cheesy
crackers?
Crackers, yeah.
We call them crackers.
Yeah.
And we're probably crackers, but that's another story, really.
Yeah.
It's all about the lace.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That was very funny.
Sherbet dib dabs.
Oh wow, there were two types.
There's the fountain with the licorice, and there's the little lolly you dip in.
Yeah, so the fountain, it was like a tubular.
It's like a firework.
Tubular thing. Yes. And then there was a dib dab with a lolly, and that was in a
bag.
Bag things.
Oh, one thing I remember very, very, very clearly from childhood.
Yeah?
Apart from the absolute brilliant joy, which was Garbage Pail Kid stickers.
I have no idea what
I love those. They're amazing. They're just really sick stickers you could get of people being weird and doing weird things and stuff.
Like what?
Well, they're all characters. Like,
yeah, what sort of weird things?
Armpit Brit was one of the women.
Right, and what does she do?
She had armpit hair down to her waist.
Weird. Okay.
And this random, strange,
yep.
like oddities. They were great. Sorry, anyway.
Okay.
Something called... Now, what are they called? It was a... I'll describe it. It was a kind of a cylindrical cardboard container.
Yeah.
Rather like a pot noodle pot.
Okay.
And in one segment or compartment, it was either toffee or chocolate.
Oh, I know.
And the other one...
A chocolate dip.
Chocolate dip, yeah.
And then you did a toffee dip, didn't
That's
they,
it,
as well?
Chocolate or toffee. You had,
and
like,
you got,
finger-sized biscuits you dip in.
Well, they weren't even... They were thinner than your finger
yeah.
would be. Yeah. And you dip them... I
yeah.
think you can still buy them sometimes.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
Somebody tell us if you can still buy
They were fun.
Dip.
I used to like those.
I used to like them. I think if I had them now, I'd be like, oh, what did I eat those
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I'm sure.
But
I mean,
at
I
the
once
time,
bought a whole hamper...
What,
of retro, dips? No, of retro sweets.
Yeah.
I just couldn't eat them, they were just too sweet.
When was that?
For 4 years ago.
Really?
Just gave them away to the into various people. I was going to charity, but I didn't do that. Yeah, they were just too sweet, apart from a couple of things. The blackjacks were still good, and the fruit salad.
Mm.
And my favourite lollipop was the The chewy one, like a drumstick, is it called?
Oh, yeah, they were nice. I liked those.
I couldn't stand the chalky ones. They were horrid.
Chalky ones?
Yeah, they're like funny round shape. Flattened round shape, and they were chalky. Like a refresher.
I know what you mean. They were round, and they were... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were strange.
I remember buying a lolly spinner once.
What's that?
So you had the lollipops in the packet.
Yeah.
And then you got this little thing and you could put the lolly in it and it had a motor in it and it would spin the lolly round as you sucked on it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. It was great fun.
Wow.
Gadget, you know.
See, when you're kids, when you get a bit of pocket money, I mean, I used to get 50 pence a week at one point. Mm. And then it was 2015 when I got older. And I used to go to either Easton's in West Drayton, which is my favourite toy shop, or Zodiac in Uxbridge, and buy either Star Wars figures,
yeah,
marbles, knights, plastic Britons knights, that's the make Britons, cowboys and Indians.
Mm.
But, you know, as a treat, I would buy sweets from the corner shop, mixtures.
Yeah.
But every Tuesday, my granddad came around for dinner, and he always bought us... So there's me and my sister.
Yeah.
Me and my sister. You'd buy about four different chocolate bars.
What, and you could choose which one?
You could choose which one.
And what ones did you used to pick, usually?
It depends what he bought. I mean, I was introduced to the Marathon that way.
Oh, that was brilliant. And now it's the Snickers, which is a stupid name. I think Marathon was a better name.
Twix.
Oh, yeah.
Kit Kat, which you're not into, no.
Well, I like them. But I don't like Nestlé's ethics, which I don't want to really discuss on here. Sure. But, yeah.
Mars bar?
No, not really.
Milky Way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
have you ever tried those more recent sweets? Have you ever tried those Milky Way rolls or something?
No.
They're really nice. They're amazing.
Of course, you've still got this thing that's been around for years, which is the mini rolls. Cadbury's mini rolls.
Oh, yeah. They're good. We both said that. I remember in the first house I was in at school, in secondary, because we BJ and I both went to the same boarding school, I remember quite regularly having Arctic roll.
That was amazing!
So it was like a Swiss roll, but instead of having jam in it, you had ice cream instead.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I remember the first time I had a peanut M&M, because up to that point, you either bought peanuts or you had treats, which were chocolate covered peanuts.
Yeah.
I remember I was in my Auntie Beryl and Uncle Roy's house, and their son Keith bought me a packet of M&Ms. I remember marvelling at the colours.
Of course, because you could see colours.
Yeah, because before that.
Because I never could, you see.
Everything was brown, really.
Oh, really?
Chocolate wise. But these are all different colours. And I was like, wow, this is really weird. But, yeah, I do like M&M. Skittles.
M&M.
Skittles I didn't like. Didn't care for much.
You didn't care for them?
No.
Perhaps they didn't need any care.
But they were not very nice. They're not very nice.
Did they shout at you if you tried to care for them? Is that what happened?
They're just too sweet and yucky.
I used to like Skittles.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. What about Comfits? Licorice Comfits?
No idea.
No?
No.
Wow, you haven't lived. I'll have to buy some.
I'm not into licorice, though, so...
Oh, well...
We need to find a shop that sells retro chocolate bars and stuff.
I know one in Worcester.
We're going to Worcester tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
When are you going to Worcester?
I'm not. I don't know. Soon. I know why you nearly fell in the bin.
Right.
Because there was a box there, and you tripped on the box, and that's why.
Okay.
Sorry about the box.
Tic Tacs.
It's all about the box, about the box, about the box. No binage.
Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs, yes.
The orange, the lime, or the mint.
Oh, the lime ones were grim, though, weren't they?
They were rather.
Yuck.
Yeah. Anyway, wow, we've rambled on enough now, I think. Well, it's up to you, because this is your account and stuff.
It is, and I've got all this time. We have all
the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to join in, please do so. If you're alive still.
If you're not asleep already, because it wasn't very interesting.
So you want to talk about retro sweets and stuff, go for it.
I know. The other thing I was going to say before I go. I, for a while, I got these things. in the local shop, and they had roller boots, little plastic roller boots that were really small, you know, they'd only fit on a doll. And they had those little round sort of sweet beads in that you used to get on sweet necklaces, bracelets, and watches. And so I got a load of those and had a little collection. I think I had 10 in the end.
Oh, sweet.
And then...
Literally.
Yeah, and then the other ones they did were trainers, which were slightly bigger but not much, and the sweets inside those weren't as nice, but they were the shape of socks.
Oh.
And I think I had 12 of those in the end.
Two more things, if I may.
And they were always left trainers, which is a bit irritating. I thought it'd be nice if you could get pairs, yeah.
Two more things, if I may, briefly.
Yeah.
I want to big up the Kinder Egg.
Oh, yeah, I used to love the little things you got inside them.
Nowadays they're rubbish.
Are they?
Because you don't make them anymore. You don't build them. They come complete, the creature inside.
Yeah, because you used to get a little... You used to get... Inside this hollow chocolate egg, you got this little round, cylindrically...
Casket.
Yeah, that you could pull in half, made of plastic, and then inside it had little bits, and you had to put them together to make a little motorbike or a little...
Because putting together was the fun bit.
Yeah.
I had a whole collection. The chocolate was rubbish, that's neither or there. But I bought one recently for someone, and they're rubbish.
What kind of thing did they get inside it now?
A little bear or something, little animal. They're animals, a lot of them now. Animals are fine, I'm nothing against the animal kingdom.
Maybe they were animals then, I can't really remember.
I had robots and motorbikes and vehicles.
I thought they did things like that.
Yeah, they were great. And the other thing I wanted to mention briefly was ice cream vans.
Oh,
now in the UK,
I love ice cream vans.
You hear the...
I've got various ice cream van audio booths, you know.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your choice from an ice cream van? What do you like?
I used to like those shell-shaped ones with the marshmallowy stuff in.
Ah.
And the shell was made out of kind of ice cream cone...
Yeah,
biscuity stuff. With this marshmallowy stuff in, and they had coconut on them as well.
Oh, wow.
And then you get the ice cream in like you'd have in a 99. I also used to like to have a 99.
They were a highball.
Oh, was that the one with the bubblegum ball at
the bottom? Yeah, yeah, that was good.
But it wasn't a cone, which is a bit of a shame. No. It's just a plastic thing, but I did used to like the bubblegum ball. Yeah,
I like a good old cone, though. Good old cone.
Yeah, so a 99, for anyone who doesn't know, and in England you're probably like, what? What do you mean, anyone who doesn't know? But I don't know if they have it in America and other places where somebody might be listening. It's an ice cream cone. Well, cornet cone, whatever. Yeah, it's a brass instrument. No, it's a cone full of ice cream, but it's like the soft type of ice cream, isn't it?
It's whippy.
Mr. Whippy type thing. Mm. And then on the top, it's like, you know, how would you describe the shape on top of a 99? They sort of shape it in a certain way, don't they?
No, it's just, all a 99 is a large ice cream cone.
Yeah.
With a flake in.
Yeah, but for a 99, they often have a certain sort of, like, peaks on the top of it, don't they? They do!
No, you're in the world of nonsense.
Right. Can somebody comment and tell me? I know. SM2N. You'll tell me the truth. I know you will. So,
you okay, can tell me. Okay, then. Listen, then, SM2N. Fiona Dunn is claiming that a 99 has unique peaks.
I didn't say unique.
Okay, unique to that particular ice cream.
No, yeah, to
a 99.
Yeah, but not that particular one, like that you bought that day. Just
no, sure, but in
not
general,
that unique.
No, but oh, come on, in general.
I'm just because he'll probably be this precise.
But in general,
thing, so
you're
just
okay. Let me talk then. In general, you're suggesting that a 99 has a peak system, like a mountain range, denoting the fact that it's a 99. Hey, make your position clear, then, for the good boys and girls.
I didn't say no other ice cream can have such peaks. I just said I think 99s do.
Okay.
So I never specified the whole uniqueness
In my world,
bit. Yeah.
The way one differentiates between a 99 and a bog standard cornet would be, A, the size.
What's the difference?
Well, 99s are bigger.
Okay.
And B, the fact it's got a flake in. That's the unique USP of 99, and you're saying 99 is a regular ice cream with different peaks.
I didn't didn't say regular ice cream.
What are you saying then?
Oh, I think we should just re-listen to this boo and then okay. You can hear what I said, because right. I don't want to say it all again.
Anyway.
It'd be really boring.
That's how ice cream. Twisters are good.
Oh, yeah, they were good.
Cornettos.
Just one cornetto. Give it to me. Delicious ice cream from Italy. But, do you remember Gino Ginelli?
Yeah.
They were good, weren't they? They used to have fudge in them.
Yeah.
They were like a cone shape thing, weren't they?
But no one can argue.
Mum and Dad weren't very pleased when I discovered the Gino Ginelli because it cost more than the other ones. Yeah.
One thing nobody in the world can argue about, you can keep even your Italian nonsense.
Yeah.
All the jelly, Gino, jib and blah, blah, what it's
called. Gelateria.
All that nonsense. Gelato. All that Ponzi nonsense.
That you were eating today, by the way.
The best ice cream on planet Earth
is
your Cornish.
No.
They go down to Cornwall and buy yourself an ice cream. It's yellowy, made with clotted cream and eggs and my. The Cornish can make a proper ice cream. You can stick your Italian nonsense, all the fancy fruits and fancy sexy sounding words. Just go down to Cornwall and buy an ice cream. Yellow, thick, beautiful vanilla ice cream. That's all you need.
Are you gonna take me to Cornwall then and let me sample some.
I'll take you to Devon.
Okay.
Devon, because it's slightly closer.
Mm.
And I will give you some vanilla ice. Why did I say vanilla?
Can't I have a nice flavour, like toffee.
Toffee, no.
Ouch!
That's hot, be careful.
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah. I just burnt my finger.
Oh.
It's got to be toffee.
No, first of all, you need to sample.
Devon toffee.
First of all, you need to sample just a bog-standard vanilla Cornish ice cream.
All right, I'll try yours then. Yeah. Oh, I'm making a mess. This is another how not to make a coffee kind of a thing going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to use the cafetiere, basically, for a big one, because this one's got a rubbish lid. Oh, yeah.
So, if you want to, anyone can think of better ice cream than Cornish, I'll see you outside.
Non-threatening manner. Wow! What if it's a woman? Because you're not going to fight with a woman, are you? You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't fight with anyone.
No?
Unless they really annoyed me. Oh. No, but the Cornish ice cream is the dogs.
The dog?
Yeah. Yeah. Your sorbets are okay. I mean, we're straying off the territory, really. You know,
coconut sorbet Valentina yesterday. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I did like that.
And the mango's nice.
I haven't tried mango there, but mango in other places.
Pineapple you had.
Pineapple. Yeah, but you didn't want any.
But I tried some.
And burped.
Sorry about that. I tried some. Golly, I tried some.
Yeah. BJ?
Yes.
Did you try some?
I tried some. Anyway, let's hope Audio Boom Day 9 is a bit more inspirational or inspiring than Day 8.
Yeah, although this isn't February Mary anyway, it just came out of our sweetie conversation.
Oh, it did, didn't it?
It's nothing to do with that.
The world to breathe.
It's all about the lace, about the lace. That's what it was. The whole thought of lacy bras distracted you.
I didn't know it was lacy bras though. That's the point.
Bravissimo, don't you know about Bravissimo?
No.
It's a bra shop.
And there I trimmed the audio, having decided that really we were talking about sweets, ice creams, biscuits and stuff like that, and not bras. So I thought that would be quite enough from us having recorded for over 40 minutes.
Yeah, because after that point it really deteriorated into a conversation about underwear.
It did, yes.
Which is fabulous, but yeah.
Yeah. And so now everyone can go and imagine a far more interesting conversation than we actually had. So there you go. If anyone's actually still listening.
And can I just say, this addendum, this postscript was recorded, is recorded, is being recorded.
What time will it be?
What time will it be? On February the 10th at about, 4 p.m.? I don't know.
Coming up 4:15, maybe?
And the original boom was
Sunday night.
On Sunday night.
After midnight.
After midnight.
It was. And we've just had... I've just had coffee and BJ's had jasmine tea and it was lovely. Good. Right.
All right.
I'm boring myself now, so I think we'll go. Okay. Have a nice day, evening, nice whatever. Have fun. There you go. Have fun, everybody. And if you're going to have any sweeties after listening to this, if you're inspired, enjoy them. Bye.
Bye.
What was that?
I don't know.
Bye.
Sorry. Coconut in my mouth. Coconut chips.
Should we try that again?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.